Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And they're going to go boot to the right. He's got nobody. He's going to keep it to the five. He's got a first down, dive into the pylon. Touchdown! Touchdown for Dak Prescott, as Babe called. And with that touchdown, Dak Prescott has surpassed Hall of Famer Roger Staubach for most rushing touchdowns in a career by a Cowboys quarterback. That's the 21st rushing touchdown of Dak Prescott's career.
Thought he played an outstanding game. Really was in control of everything. Made great decisions throughout. Made a number of big plays. Plays with his feet. Plays with his arm. Played really well in critical situations. Cashing in the red zone on some drives for us. And just really did a nice job. Really in command of everything. And played really well in situational football.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
The one and only Brad Sham on the Cowboys Radio Network and the voice of Jason Garrett, who gets none of the credit when the Cowboys win, but gets all of the blame when the Cowboys lose. However, it's a positive, happy Monday morning for Cowboys fans because their offense busted out against the Eagles first half, something to be proud of. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We are proud to welcome Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, part of our affiliate in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. Mike, I don't know what to expect from week to week when the Cowboys offense gets out there, but what is their real identity? Who are the real Cowboys?
Well, I think the first thing, and you pinpointed it to some degree, I think, about the blame and the credit. Jason Garrett's stamp is on this team in a good way. I don't know how good they are. You're right. I mean, they're one game over 500. They just got done losing three in a row, including a loss to the Jets. That was just almost impossible, and impossible for them to fathom. But they don't quit on their coach. They do continue to give effort. They do respond when the back's against their wall. So I'm not much of an identity guy. I think it's kind of a cliche sometimes because, you know, my identity is, well, I want to run and I want to throw and I want to tackle and I want to block and I want to catch. But the Jason Garrett Cowboy identity is on those T-shirts that he hands out to everybody that say fight, fight, fight. He means it and so do they.
I had to laugh, like, out loud in my living room when I saw your tweet during the game last night, something along the lines of, oh, when it's a creative play and it works, it must be Kellen Moore calling it. When it's one that doesn't work, it has to be Jason Garrett. But it feels like that's what's happening. Like, it's this weird narrative where all the negative things get piled on Garrett, and yet Kellen Moore, when the offense does well, is, like, the next savior of the franchise.
Well, and maybe there's some people that still don't grasp the sarcasm there. That they really do believe that the Cowboys started 3-0 because of and scored 30 points a game because of Kellen, and then Jason Garrett marched into the meeting room and urged them to start scoring 10. And if you think about it logically, it's just ridiculous. And we have tried to break down here in Dallas because we're at the Star. You know, we live at the Star. So I do try to explain to people who care to listen, no, this is actually how an offensive coaching staff works. Each guy has his area of study, and then they get together on Tuesday, and, you know, the tight ends coach is in charge of third down stuff, and the wide receiver coach is in charge of, you know, whatever, and red zone stuff or whatever. Then they get together, and Kellen Moore puts together an offensive game plan supervised by Jason Garrett. Mm-hmm. But people still don't want to believe it because the anti-Garrett movement is really strong. And by the way, I get that too. It's been 10 years and it hasn't been good enough, especially because in Cowboys Nation, many view it as their birthright to win Super Bowls, which isn't the way it works either, but that's the way the thinking works here.
Cowboys insider Mike Fisher with us here live on After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. I know that Jerry Jones has to answer this question every week. And so I'm asking you, because you're around the team all the time, how much do you believe him when he says that Jason Garrett's job is safe? Kind of. Now, he said that, and then he's kind of hedged his bets. But I don't really know what the truth is. So what I'm asking you again to help me sort out and find the truth, Mike.
The hot seat is real. You're the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. It's the big stage. You know, that's what Urban Meyer was talking about in his interview the other day about the desire to coach in Dallas, his and other people's. This is, to football people, this is the big stage.
Right.
So that makes the seat automatically hot. We go back to training camp in Oxnard the very first day, the press conference for Jerry Jones, and he's asked about Jason Garrett entering the year without a contract. And Jerry, because there were construction noises going on around the training camp that day and that week, Jerry cups his hand around his ear theatrically and says, hey, I can't hear the question. we all know the question, and I think we all know the answer. It's a fairly open secret. If the Cowboys don't experience premium-level success this year under Jason Garrett, he won't be the head coach again next year. And because I'm the one, I'm right there with Jerry right after the game, representing 105 through the fan. So I'm often answering that first couple of questions. And yeah, it is a nice break for me to not have to this time ask him about the job security of his coach.
Is that your assignment every week? You have to ask that particular question?
Yeah, and other various stupid questions. Yes.
I mean, aren't you blessed? That's sounds like a fun job. So let's talk
ahead. You know what? And truthfully, you know, Jerry's accessibility is unparalleled,
it
as
is.
I know you know.
Right.
And Jason Garrett entered this, you know, he knows what he's getting into too. He's had a lot of job security and made a lot of money here. And without a contract, coaching without a contract this year, it's unspoken what that means. We all know it.
It seems to me, and this is not about the contract or about his value to the Cowboys financially, but it seems to me that when Amari Cooper is not on the field or not healthy, so he missed a good portion of last week's game, this offense looks completely different. Going back to when the Raiders traded him to the Cowboys, what changes, what differences have you seen in the offense with Cooper on the field?
Well, the first thing that jumps out to me is I remember we all questioned and wondered, because this was the buzz in Oakland, you know, does he love football?
Mm.
And, boy, has that disappeared. Amari Cooper, the number one thing, and we all talk about his route running, and obviously he's a Pro Bowl caliber guy, putting up Pro Bowl numbers every single week. Last week, going into the Jets game, Amy, the bruise on his thigh was a foot high and wrapped halfway around his leg. And on Thursday at the Star, the bruise had extended itself and encompassed itself all the way around his leg.
Oh my gosh.
And yet he's standing there saying, I'm going to try to practice Friday and I'm going to try to play Sunday. And I thought, and I said this to a lot of guys in the locker room afterwards, I thought the theme of the game was, and the theme of the week was, there's no way that Cobb, Cooper, Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins, and to a lesser extent, Byron Jones. Because Byron Jones, the cornerback, actually looked good over the course of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But those other four guys did not look good over the course of the week. Those other four guys were not running around on the field, were not practicing fully. The training staff, Jim Maurer and Britt Brown here, and some sort of a hard work magic wand allows those guys to play. And I really think if I'm playing next to that guy, I'm inspired by his sheer presence here, because he's trying to play a pro football game now against the Philadelphia Eagles. And 2 days ago, he couldn't even walk. That's the story.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing the difference that he makes. But as you say, he sets the tone as well. Mike Fisher with us from Dallas After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What did you hear about Leighton Vander Esch, who left in the first half after what was termed a neck injury?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He's mad. He's livid.
Oh.
And I'm in the locker room with him. And I said, "What? Well, you seem a little upset." He says, "Yeah, I wanted to go back in. I could have gone back in. They wouldn't let me go back in. Mm. I'm fine." And, you know, how's your neck? I'm fine. I know, but I'm fine. So he had something wrong with his neck, but right next to it, he had a chip on his shoulder. He did not like the idea of sitting that game out. But in comes Joe Thomas,
right,
who the Cowboys think has some star quality at linebacker. And then, Amy, they played a lot of base defense with Sean Lee. And I know that they practice that way during the week, but I thought it was because they were missing so many guys. They were like, well, we got extra linebackers. We might as well play base defense with three linebackers. But they didn't just practice that way. They played that way, and Sean Lee was terrific. And then Jordan Lewis, another guy that doesn't probably get enough snaps here and is unheralded, he was terrific as well.
Any word on Robert Quinn?
Jerry Jones likes to come out and do his Dr. Jerry thing. And he said, you know, no word yet. Now, he gets his information straight from the medical team and then shares it with us. But we will monitor that here this morning. We'll have more on it in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan in a little bit.
All right. Well, that's where you will be because it's a Cowboys Monday. You can follow him on Twitter at Fish Sports. And it's always great when we get to catch him live on the air for sure. But enjoy your crazy Cowboys Nation Monday, Mike. I appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.